AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's doubtful members of the Senate will be getting out of work early. There are some issues that need to be worked out before they go. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Senators are as anxious as everybody else to begin the long holiday weekend, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made clear some major items on the to-do list first have to be dealt with.
We have to get our work done, however long it takes. With bipartisan cooperation, we can get it done as soon as this afternoon.
First up, fast-track trade authority. There's a vote on at least one amendment that the president says, if approved, would prompt him to veto the entire measure. Senators also have to decide what to do about the expiring Patriot Act, and they will vote to extend highway funding for 2 months. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
At a synagogue in Washington today, President Obama says disagreements over a nuclear deal with Iran doesn't mean he is abandoning Israel.
I'm interested in a deal that blocks every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon, every single path. A deal that imposes unprecedented inspections on all elements of Iran's nuclear program so that they can't cheat.
The president says Israeli leaders need friends like him who will tell it to him straight. Winds have boosted waves in California, making it a little tougher to clean up the big oil spill in Santa Barbara County. Mike Zicardi with the Oil Wildlife Care Network says people should not try to rescue any animals injured by the spill.
The general public may want to help, but the fact is that trying to capture oiled animals by people who don't have the training is dangerous both to the animal as well as to the people.
A magnitude 4.1 earthquake jolted Napa Valley in California, an unwelcome reminder of the wine country's large quake last summer, the strongest hit Northern California in a quarter century. This time, no one was injured. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 49 points. This is AP Radio News. The Eiffel Tower was closed to the public for most of the day today. Workers protested a rise in aggressive pickpocketing. Clusters of tourists streamed beneath the tower in Paris, unable to reach its viewing platforms. American tourist Dave Kleps says he hasn't been victimized.
We've been here 2 days, and I haven't felt unsafe. We did keep close track of our possessions, but we did not feel unsafe, and we are a little bit disappointed that it's closed.
It has reopened. Workers at the Eiffel Tower want a permanent police presence. Officers patrol the area on bikes, on foot, and in cars. There's a new reality TV show in the Czech Republic. A family of seven experience what it's like to live under Nazi occupation during World War II. They're brought back in time to 1939, the day Hitler's troops took over the country. They're forced to confront everyday realities of the occupation, such as hunger, persecution, and Gestapo raids. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.